Okay, so a couple of you did come back for segment two of program 10, which I'm recording today on July the 15th. And if things continue as they have been, you will hear this on July the 29th. And who knows what will happen in the next 2 weeks. But if it involves Congresswoman Kamik, I'm going to keep you apprised, because that's the subject of this next segment, is my interactions with Congresswoman Kamik. You see her on Newsmax and probably Fox periodically. She does articulate conservatism fairly well. She's in her mid-30s. Don't think she has a whole lot of life experience, other than that she was one of Ted Yoho's staffers, and she took his place when she was elected to Congress. But trying to get through to Kim Kamik, as I've found it is in trying to get in touch recently, particularly in the last 24 months, with any congressperson in a meaningful way, unless you know him personally. I've run into John Rutherford, and I have, you know, previous contact with him. But even with John, it's difficult to get written answers to formal inquiries. You know, if you're not his constituent, he really doesn't have to do it. But if you're asking a cogent question, and if you're a person who has some credibility in the community, then normally you would think, at least by the protocols I was in the Air Force, when there's an official inquiry, then there's always a staff acknowledgement of that inquiry, even if eventually the question never gets answered. But there's at least an acknowledgement, and I haven't had that from congressional offices recently. And I didn't get it from Kim Kamik in the first two letters I wrote her. And when I just called in person and talked to this young 20-something lady named Olivia, I was essentially told, well, you know, I'll have to, this is my characterization of what said, this is not a quote, but this is what came across to me. Well, you need to tell me what you want to tell her. What do you mean? What do you mean I have to tell you? You're not my representative. You don't serve as a filter. You don't decide, you don't determine what gets past your ears to go to the person who is my legal representative. I mean, I torched at that point. Yeah. Well, you need to tell me. I told her directly, it's none of your business. All I'm doing is telling you that a letter is coming. Watch for it. And if I need to address it to you, Olivia, I will. It needs to go to the congresswoman. She needs to read it, because I'm going to hold her accountable once I get that little receipt from UPS that says it was delivered. And by the way, I will talk to her on a little radio program that I do. And so that's what I'm doing, because it makes the point that experts aren't anymore in our culture, and leaders can't or don't. When a military veteran of 20 years who has done some pretty interesting things, and a veteran dad and member of the community and fairly proactive person in helping to shape the government that rules over us, I don't like it when a person who could be my granddaughter tells me, well, tell me what it is you say in the letter. Listen, it's none of your business. I've earned the right to do what I'm doing. Folks, this is what our government has become. It's become insulated from the people, no matter what they say. Well, Woody, you're overstating. No, to make the point, let me tell you about Donald Trump. Every one of you knows that I support Donald Trump. You've heard me say that he is. In fact, let me do this. Let me make my point to make a point. Here is the text of a portion of the text of the letter that I just sent to Kat Kamik. Okay? Now, here it is. Donald Trump must be reelected. Nobody else. Every loyal conservative, Christian, and Republican, not in name only, must line up behind him, warts and all. The attached notebook, including its letter to the gifted and otherwise superlative Ron DeSantis, will fully explain my reason for that statement and how I have been disseminating that opinion in many places. I have the life experience to make the bold assertion with high probability of being correct that two acts of the greatest treason in our nation's history occurred with a raid on Mar-a-Lago on August the 8th, 2022, and in the recent indictment of Donald J. Trump. Every good and decent American, without exception, or reference to their personal feeling toward Trump himself, regardless, must push back against the evil in our nation today by standing rigidly and defiantly, yes, defiantly, behind the man who represents life or imminent demise if he is allowed to just go away. That is the demise of America. If Trump is allowed to just go away, as so many useless politicians who are now stepping forward to say, I know how to lead this country. Elect me to be president. Let me show you what a goose I am. No, I have the background to make that statement accurately, and that's the last statement that I made in this particular portion of my letter to Kat Kamick. And unfortunately, I found it even in dealing with Donald Trump, there are layers of insulation that prevent even a man like him from getting the feedback that he needs. And here's the story. I was in Miami several months ago, and on the way home from Miami, I decided to stop by Mar-a-Lago and drop off a very pro-Trump notebook that had some information that would be useful to the President of the United States, just in consideration of who is following him and why. I was well-dressed. I can be identified fairly quickly through the White House security because of my background, Social Security number will pop up quickly that I flew Air Force Two, and I had a son who was in the Trump administration, et cetera, et cetera. But when I got to the, I parked on the west side of the little causeway there and just walked across. And I got to the guard shack at the service entrance. And what approaches me but a person who spoke English but not as his primary language. This is a hired security person. I'm sure he was competent. He was pleasant. But he really didn't grasp what I was telling him, and it's simply, Mr. Security Guard, if you'll take my name, my Social Security number, and pass that to the Secret Service element here, I would simply like this package to be left for someone to pick it up. Well, you'd have thought I was back in Khartoum, Sudan, trying to get near the presidential palace and having myself thrown on the floor with an AK-47 in my head, which actually happened in 1987. But, I'm sitting there as a citizen in good standing, as I was in contacting Ms. Kamick, and yet I felt like an idiot. Listen, let me tell you the rest of the story on the backside of the break. So if you'll come back to segment three in just a couple minutes, I'll tell you what this is all about. See ya.